What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
So Katie, our producer here, has been all fired up and all excited, found herself a good woman. So did it go sideways that she made your mom cry?
A little bit.
You think that's going sideways when your girlfriend makes your mom cry?
That's tears of joy.
Oh, yeah. Cool. My baby has finally found somebody great.
Unless it's that.
That would be an insult.
Would it?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Finally. Yes.
Well, when you put it like that, Mo, maybe I should have been insulted.
Maybe.
The bar has been set so low that thank God she found somebody.
I was just starting to give up.
So, thankfully, my mother actually likes this one. And she enjoys my girlfriend. And over the last couple of months, they've actually formed their own bond.
Can I sidebar here for just one second? Uh-huh. Because there was a while here where we were testing your mom's theory, because you believed that when your mom saw a picture of somebody, mm-hmm. she could immediately tell, like, if this was a good person, if this was a person that had a bad aura that you should stay away from. Mm-hmm. So the very first time, and she was right, you said, like 95% of the time.
Yep, she doesn't miss.
So the first time that you showed her a picture of you guys together, was she thumbs up on it, or was she like, no?
She was thumbs up on it. She gave a whole detailed background. And she's like, this is the type of woman she is. Da, 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 da. And at that time, I'm like, Mom, I haven't even told you anything about her. How did you know? So my mom, she was spot on.
She was right again. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so that's why I'm excited that they've started to build their own bond. It started where I'll be on the phone and my mom would be like, tell her, hey. And now it's to the point where they have one another's phone number and they'll talk on their own. Like, they have their own conversations. So recently when my girlfriend was in town, she and my mom were doing their own thing in the kitchen, having a conversation. And I was just in my room doing my own thing. But I kind of had the door open because I kind of wanted to hear a little bit what they were talking about. Just wanted to eavesdrop. And so my mom is the type of person who jokes a lot. It's sometimes hard to tell when she's actually truly being serious. And so during this conversation, my mother was telling my girlfriend how she felt about her and in general. And she was just like, you know, I'm proud that you're here and my daughter's life, blah, 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 right? And so as she's having this conversation, my girlfriend is thinking it's lighthearted. Like, she's like, oh, it's a heart-to-heart. But, you know, it's a funny heart-to-heart. Mm-hmm. And so as my mom starts to choke up a little bit, my girlfriend says what I think is the worst thing to say. One of the worst things that you could say to someone who is getting emotional. She goes, are you about to start crying?
Oh, no, man. It's just like going, are you soft? Are you going to cry? You're going to cry over this? Oh.
And so I know for me, when I'm getting emotional and someone says that, that's when the waterworks flow. So,
are you guys just the opposite there?
If somebody says, are you about to cry?
Yeah, I suck it up.
Yeah, I ain't crying no more.
Yeah.
I have to ask me.
We were so close, and now the faucet is turned the other way.
You ruined it.
No, then I'm going to be like,
yeah.
It's like they're giving permission for you to cry.
Yeah, exactly. The floodgates open, and that's what happened. So she says that to my mom, and she's like, she sees it on my mom's face. She's like, oh, she was being serious. My mom runs. Because the floodgates are opening. And my mom is actually like, I was just so happy. And like, I haven't seen my mom. It's rare that I've seen my mom cry or get emotional. Like, that's just not the type of household I was raised in.
Right.
Like, as a parent, she's never done that. And so then my girlfriend comes to me. She's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I thought that your mom was joking. And then I asked her, she's about to cry. And now she's crying. What do I do? And I was like, just give her some time. Give her some time. But I can't believe you made my mom cry. And afterward, my mom came back and was just like, she got herself together. And that's when my girlfriend like apologized. She's like, I just didn't know that you were being serious in that moment. My mom's like, like, yeah, why didn't you think that? She's like, well, you joke all the time. Right. It's hard to tell.
Yeah, put it back on her. Yeah, right. Gaslighter.
That's healthy.
But it's all cool now.
Yeah,
it's
everything's all cool.
All right, Abby, I feel bad for you. Living in a time now where technology has so much to do with relationships, right? Mm-hmm. We talk about ghosting all the time. We're talking about breaking up all the time and the proper way to do it. Do you do it face-to-face? Is texting a breakup? Is that the way to do it? Is that even appropriate? Now there's a next level.
This guy was so pathetic, and she was such a genius for figuring this out. So I'm going to set the scene. There is a woman filming her little sister. And when I say little sister, she looks to be like in her early 20s.
Okay.
And she has come over to her big sister's house. Her big sister is sitting there on the couch with her boyfriend or friend. And she is doing a presentation of the breakup text that her boyfriend has sent her.
Oh, no.
All right. So there she is, little sis, sitting right next to the TV. She has screen shared her computer and the text, like the screen captures, onto the television. So she's doing like this formal presentation of the breakup to her sister and her sister's boyfriend. She even has a pointer as she's pointing to things on the screen, right? And her now ex-boyfriend sent this long, long breakup text, right? But this is coming from SAG has it on TikTok. Something was off about this text message from her ex.
What seems off about this paragraph?
Bad dash.
The dash!
So the dash, there was like a writing and then there was a dash and then a completion of the sentence. And they're like, nobody uses a dash when they're typing out a text. And she goes, especially him. And she was like, something was off in her gut about this text message.
Something just seems shady. He's not this well-spoken, you know, like he's not even vulnerable. So since when do you speak like this?
So he's never texted anything like this before. And she called her sister and read the text. And then it really started sinking in. She's like, hold up a second. No way. No way that he wrote this. Somebody else did.
Let me just plug it into an AI detector. Let me just see. He would never do me like that. But let me just see. So exhibit A, your text is 100% AI GPT.
Oh, my God.
So there are websites now that you can enter the info in, and it'll tell you the likelihood of this being generated by AI. She uses that site, and it says 100%.
Oh, my God. So he chat GPT'd his breakup text to her. That's so messed up. I dated the man, not the chat GPT bot. Well, now it goes next level. She takes a screenshot of the proof that this text message was 100% AI GPT, and she sends it to him, and she's like, really, dude? Like, really? You thought that? And he goes, what's wrong with that? He actually texted back, what's wrong with that?
She said he wasn't very well spoken. That was pretty a dumb thing to say.
This might be the difference between men and women, but if I were in this situation, I think I would be more offended at the text message than the GPT part.
What do you mean?
Like, it wouldn't, I just would have been more offended at being broken up with by text.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
than
yeah.
The fact that you actually, like, I wouldn't have cared.
Yeah,
about that
I don't
part.
Know what the history is here. I don't know. Did they say how long they had been going out? Because
no.
At some point, you can't do that. You got to do it face to face. You got to man up.
Yeah, yes. This is just a viral video on Instagram. But no, I think it's layered here. Yeah, it's rude to break up via text. But dude, to have ChatGPT break up for you and write the verbiage. So sad.
Is this slightly better or worse than just being ghosted?
Well, if you're my... I'm just so exasperated. The thing is, if you're my boyfriend, I deserve at least a phone call. So if I'm getting a text, that is better than getting ghosted. But if we've been on like 2 dates, whatever, just ghost my ass. I don't care.
God, the bar is set so low for dudes now.
Very low.
So low.
Very low.
All right, a reminder. Today is the day we give you guys $1,000 so many times a day on Q99.7. But you got to sign up for the cash and tell us when you are listening so we can call your name at that time. Do it. It only takes 60 seconds. Sign up today right now at Q99.7atlanta.com.
The Bird Show.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.